That's one of the standout tracks from the new Annie Lennox record, Songs of Mass Destruction. That's Ghosts in My Machine. Annie Lennox is still there. That's a terrific record. That has to be a single, doesn't it?
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you still think in terms like that? I don't know.
I never do. I'm so confused about things like singles. The album has 11 tracks on it. Each one is really different, and yet they're all part of the big picture, you know, they're framed in the context of an album. And it's really hard for me to sort of start to pick out a one particular track and say, this is a single. I found that very hard over the years to think about the songs like that. Each one to me is somewhat special, you know. I write albums. You start with the first track, and then particularly if you're driving in a car, that's when I really like to listen to music most, is maybe in the car, mm-hmm. because you've got this exterior changing scenery with the music that is like the background that's accompanying it. Especially with this album, I find that when I put it on, that's it, that starts it up, and then I can drive for a while and the landscape changes and the music changes, and it's interesting.
Yeah. My observations on this would be, having listened to the record a number of times and being at your concert, which people can hear on the 25th of August, Saturday at 8 o'clock, which you did with the BBC Concert Orchestra, because we'll talk about that in a moment, is your old songs, very well received, a little ripple of applause as people work out what you're going to do. But then when your new songs come in, they were greeted with as much warmth and with as much enthusiasm, and no one will have heard them before.
No.
Now, that must make this album one of your best, mustn't it?
I honestly, it sounds terrible. I think,
feel free
it, is,
to
I think
agree.
It is my best album, yes.
There you
yes.
go.
I think it is. I think it is.
Because
yeah.
you went through a series in the concert, people will hear this on Saturday, of about, it was about five songs, and people were just rapt. Obviously, they were Annie Lennox fans, but people loved them first off, from the first hearing.
You're right. It's like they'd heard them. They'd heard them. They knew them. But I think those songs, they have all the qualities, I suppose, of everything that I've ever done. They're kind of recognisable. The thing is about my songs and my songwriting, I don't really write with one genre. I mean, I'm not an R&B artist or a soul artist or rock or what. I don't fall into one particular category. And I think that I draw on all kinds of musical influences, and they're subtly kind of woven in like threads throughout each song. I just work intuitively. I just call on these particular qualities, you know. So there's jazz and blues, and there's deep Delta blues in my music as well. And there's classical impressionistic music, and it's just everything in there, which is great. I love music making.
Your producer is Glenn Ballard.
Yes. I worked with Glenn Ballard. Yeah.
For the first time?
Yes, I hadn't worked with Glenn before. I just felt like a change. You know, I just wanted to do something a bit different. I just wanted a different experience. And Glenn lives in Los Angeles, and I thought, I need a bit of sun. No, I had to go to Los Angeles to work with him because that's where his studio is. And it was nice because he has a studio that has a lot of light, and that was lovely. And I just worked solidly every day. Well, we had the weekends off, but I worked with him for 6 weeks, and every day just drove from my hotel down to the studio and just getting this album down, you know, really working with the musicians, figuring out all the proper arrangements, and it was great.
Do you still need a producer? I mean, when you've been yes. around for as long as you have,
absolutely,
when you've sold as many records as you had, you've won everything that it's possible to win. Couldn't you go in and do it yourself?
No. I love working with a producer because they've got the overview. If you work with someone who really gets you, they're going to be your sounding board. They're going to feed back what works, what doesn't work. Some people maybe don't need a producer, but I like to work with someone else. I enjoy that kind of companionship, you know. Also, you can tend to get a little bit caught up in your own subjective viewpoint, where the producer will pull other things out of you. Like in the case of Glenn, he's incredibly encouraging, very positive person. So everything I did, it was like, that's great. So I was like, oh, yeah, must be quite good.
There must be a whole host of people you could get in and say, Annie, you know, that's great.
Yeah, just that's great. But I knew that he wouldn't be deceiving me. I was going to say another word, but I knew that if it wasn't up to his standard, he would say. So that was good, and that was just always a very encouraging and very productive place to be. And we were so excited, because being creative, you know, you've got to be confident, and you've got to be really in the zone. It's hard to explain this. I've been trying to be an artist most of my adult life, and I still think there isn't a formula to being creative. I mean, you sort of work with this empty page, you know, or blank page. with music, it's something that you can't see it, you can't touch it, it's not palpable. But you come in with intellectual ideas and you just start, and maybe if you're lucky, something comes out of it that's exciting. And that's, you know, when you get something, it's like, oh my God, we really, wow, we got something there. So, you know, it's almost a miracle. I always think, like, I've got an album at all. And I always think that, even now that I know I've written a lot of songs over the years, but every time I sit down to write a song, it's still a mystery. You know, it's still like, can I really write a song?
That's quite reassuring, though, isn't it, that it's a mystery rather than there's a formula that you can hit?
I don't want to hit formulas. I think also that way that you keep developing, you keep growing and changing and exploring, and you don't have to become, you know, smug, thinking, oh, this is what I do, it's a job. It's never been a job for me. It's always been like, music is a mysterious thing, so powerful, so wonderful. Maybe I can try to write that. Maybe I can get some of that quality of, like, fabulousness and magic into what I do.
It must be very reassuring to go into a studio, having gone through that process, and then to come out with an album like this, where it sounds to me, an untrained singer, definitely, that your voice is as good now as it's ever been.
Yeah.
If not better.
Better.
Okay, tell me how you know that.
I do.
Tell me why you feel that.
I think it's so interesting, isn't it? People have been actors or gymnasts or whatever, you know, whatever it is you've been doing for years and years, let's say, and there comes a point when you know you're coming into your stride. And I think I'm there now. And it's weird, you know, because I know that people usually associate music making and all of that with youth culture. And I'm, you know, 52, going on 53. But I think I've just been doing it now for such a long time that I've become pretty masterful at what I do. And I'm more relaxed as well. That's the other thing. I think coming through as a performer in the sort of punk era in the 70s, I was pretty defensive because, you know, audiences were really tough. I mean, it was mean. It was really hardcore. You know, we played in clubs and tough places where people, you know, would spit and they would sort of occasionally lob a beer bottle at you or whatever. And you had to really prove it to people. It was a bit of a stance, but it wasn't all warm and friendly and fuzzy. Maybe I had a sense that every time I went on stage, I had to prove it. And that lasted for a long, long, long time. I have to prove it, you know. And now it's like, well, I'd have to prove something. When I go on stage, it's a challenge. I want to make exquisite music for people and I want them to feel something. It takes a lot to do that, you know. You have to really be focused and you have to really give of your best.
Well, you certainly gave of your best at the concert that you gave for the BBC, going out on the 25th with the BBC Concert Orchestra. How many times have you sung with an orchestra behind you, Annie? I mean, obviously a few times.
I have recorded with an orchestra several times. Beautiful experience, actually, when I sang the song for The Lord of the Rings. That was really cool.
The Oscar-winning song
from Lord of the Rings. Kind of scary because I had to perform it live for the Oscar show. And that is hardcore because you're playing to like trillions of people or something and it's all going out live. It's kind of quite intimidating. That worked. That was okay.
So slightly less intimidating at the Mermaid Theatre.
It was less intimidating. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. 50-piece orchestra. My God. And we were able to make these lovely arrangements. And I could hear the songs differently, you know. I was just saying to somebody earlier, look, it was like they started this trend a few years ago where you could go and see a film, like a really great big film, and you'd have the live orchestra playing the score. I remember going to see that at the Royal Albert Hall a few years ago. And that's nice, you know, and it's kind of like that with the music. It takes it into another visual realm somehow.
What was great was being backstage, watching your drummer, who was watching you and watching his drums, and turning around so he could look at the conductor as well.
I know.
Just to make sure everything was absolutely great.
We are musicians, you know, people that are really good. They are into the detail. They have to be into the detail. And we rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. Everything has to be perfect. Every single bar. And it has to come automatically to you. And there's so much work goes into that. It's unbelievable, really.
Just before we finish up, Annie, do you tour with Songs of Mass Destruction? Are people going to get a chance to hear what this sounds like in a theatre near them?
Because I'm a mum, I like to be with my kids. And all those years in the 80s, I must have played hundreds of concerts, you know. We were just constant. Eurythmics were always touring. To really do it the real way, the old-fashioned way, people go on tour for months and months and months. There's places I've never played, and I would love to play them, but it would mean I'd have to go out and tour for about a year. I can't do that anymore.
I think people understand that, but it is possible there may well be some dates.
Yeah, there will be.
Well, the album is Songs of Mass Destruction. You've heard Annie say it's possibly the best stuff she's ever done. Annie, great to talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Lovely. Thank you.